This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Grand Marais up the north shore of Lake Superior at the tip of Minnesota's famous Arrowhead region, the part of the state often found in the small inlet, the inset, at the top right corner of the map. The pointy part extends out. It goes into the binding, into the map of Minneapolis-St. Paul, or else it pokes into the backside of Missouri. Anyway, that's where we are tonight in your atlas at home. One of the reasons Grand Marais has become such a unique community in Minnesota is its growing population of artists and artisans honing crafts from both new school and old school. So we thought we'd talk to a guy who was instrumental in starting the school that helped spur this along. One of the co-founders of the North House Folk School in Grand Marais, Mark Hansen. A very popular man here in town. So, Mark, I'm curious, just help me out. What's a folk school? What is a folk school, and where does that tradition come from?
A folk school is a school for people, basically. And it was started by a Danish bishop back in the 19th century in Denmark. His name was Grundtvig. He was a very interesting character. His first sermon after ordination, he told the congregation, "Why isn't God in the house of God?" And of course, they kicked him out of the church there for a while. And he was a theologian, he was a philosopher, and he was a pastor. And he believed that part of being a pastor is to see to the needs of his flock or his congregation. And he saw a lot of people in the outlying areas in the country, in the peasant class, that weren't learning mathematics, or they weren't learning dance, or they weren't learning, literature. And so he thought we need to address this problem. We need to bring education to these people. And he always said that the best thing for depression was to learn something. And so he was a very, very popular fellow in Denmark in his day. He was the sort of fellow who was very mindful of the needs of the community. And so he started these folk schools, frankly, by just telling people that we're looking for instructors to teach things to these people, and all they really need to do is they need to stand in the light. So you can see he was a poet. He was looking for people that cared about other people. So they grew throughout Scandinavian countries, we have him to thank for it. And I was lucky because my grandfather, who was a Lutheran minister, was a Grundtvigian. And I remember in his office, he had a big picture of the Grundtvig Cathedral in Denmark. And he was a happy Dane. There's happy Danes and there's depressed Danes. There's happy Norwegians and there's depressed Norwegians. And Grundtvig was always very, very emphatic about it's not important to be Christian. He says, we have to be Christic, and part of being Christic is appreciating and enjoying the philosophies and the religions of the world, and you had to be a human being before you could become Christic, which would be like Christ. And so he was very, very interested in seeing people's potential. And yeah, so it was easy. It was easy to adapt to that. So starting a school, you have to have an educational philosophy behind it.
So from the 19th century in Denmark, mm-hmm. we find the tradition that has found its way to Grand Marais on the north shore of Lake Superior.
That's right.
And what is it about the place here? Was it attracted here because of the culture of people who are here, or was it something that has brought all of these artistic and artisan and crafty people here to this place? Which came first?
Well, the land is a major part of it. I mean, this is I don't know if it's all the positive or the negative ions of Lake Superior. It's a beauty. I mean, we're inspired by it. I mean, that's why we live here.
And you've created an environment where people are kind of feeding off one another and learning from each other.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. We're all, in the folk school tradition, they said we're all lifelong learners. We're not all lifelong teachers, but we're lifelong learners. And I go with that. That's good.
And one of the things you build, one of the things you teach and work on are these small houses, or as they're known in popular culture today, tiny houses.
Right.
As that you watch on cable, so maybe you don't like that. But what is that like? What do you see in the trends there? And what's it like to have a small, modest dwelling like that?
Well, Wendy and I, my wife, we've been living in a small 72 square foot gypsy wagon all last winter, or half of the winter. We like it. We like it. We've sailed on Lake Superior for years in a small sailboat, and that's only like 54 square feet. So it's like living on a boat, and you know,
even better.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to live in it with your crazy uncle, of course, but you know, but if you've got your lover with you, I mean, it's great.
And the relationship will be forged and tested, and it will grow stronger than ever, right? So what's the secret to, you seem like you know how to do this. How do you live on the North Shore? What's the secret to living here?
Well, if you're really mad at someone, just don't see them for 6 months. I don't know. What do you say? You know, it's one of those things where you careful where you step. You know, try to be nice as much as you possibly can. You know, wear it all pretty loose. How about that? I don't know. I'm an expert at this.
Thank you, Mark Hansen, for the North Home House Folk School, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to have you here. Yeah.